Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a Donnie Football Friday on The Fan. And it's the Pomp and Joe Show. Bob? Well, I don't know where Bob is. Where is Bob? Do you know Donnie?
I don't know where he goes on Fridays. Joe, I also have some scary news for you because I know you were thinking about playing golf later.
Yeah, what's up?
It looks like it is almost certain to rain.
When?
Between 2 and 5.
Oh, come on. That's my window. That's my only window. It can't rain between 5 and 8.
I mean, I'm just looking at my phone here. It says 98% at 3 o'clock, 87% at 4 o'clock. It's 65% starting at 2.
In Greensburg? Like if I went to Totter Ridge?
So I have it under Monroeville just because it's where my location is, but
forget it. I'm just going to go home. Why me, Limits? Why me? The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, Limits, it's your show now, big boy.
All right, Joe. All right, Donnie. It's the Bechtel Breakdown brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating for this Friday, November 7th. Brought to you by our friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating. And what a performance in the Penguin game last night. Sid stole the show. There was a Malkin OV jersey swap last night as well. There was an Alex Ovechkin tribute and a standing ovation by the crowd in Pittsburgh. Ultimately, the Penguins won 5-3. Joe, what did you make of the festivities last night?
I don't know, Limits, because the game was on ESPN Plus, so I don't know what to make of the festivities.
But one you
of the
saw biggest it on games social media.
The game?
Well, some of the highlights.
Yeah, I saw some of the highlights, but first I want to rant yet again about ESPN Plus. All we hear about, you know, last week they had this frozen, what did they call it? The frozen something?
Frenzy.
Frozen frenzy. Only they kicked Sidney Crosby out of the game before the shootout. And now we have a frozen frenzy of our own with Sid and Ovi. Maybe, just maybe, the last time they ever meet. And instead of putting it on mainstream ESPN, or at least allowing local markets like ours to watch the game, it's only available on ESPN Plus. Get out of here, NHL. I don't know what to make of it, Limits, because I didn't watch it.
I'm glad that there is a growing appreciation for Alexander Ovechkin and what he has been able to accomplish in his career. And I think it is more to do with, at least here, at least Penguins fans coming to the realization of, hey, we don't have to worry about this guy ever passing Sidney Crosby anymore. Like, he only has one Stanley Cup. That's probably all he will have. Crosby will always have three. He has him, you know, beat by two there.
Yeah.
Better all-around player. I don't think there's ever been much of a question that it is Sidney Crosby and the legacy that will live a little bit longer. But the guy deserves his flowers. I always thought he was very overhated in town. He was a good nemesis to have. I mean, some of those playoff series were great because Ovi was such a good character, such a good villain to the hero that was Sidney Crosby and or Evgeny Malkin.
Sometimes trying to intentionally injure Penguins, however, Donnie.
Yeah, so now that we are over 15 years removed from all of that, and the man is over 900 career goals, or he's at 900 career goals, more than anybody that's ever done it before, and perhaps more than anybody that will ever do it again. I'm glad that he's getting the appreciation around the league that he deserves.
I'm not. I remember those days. I remember those days when he tried to take Malkin's head off.
Was it Gonchar or Orpik?
Gonchar the same. Letang the same. Actually, I am probably over it by now. It's been a while since he was that maniacal.
He's an old man now. He's got a bunch of gray hair.
I know. But here's the other thing, is that I agree, and I think the hockey world agrees that Sid belongs on a place higher than him in a Mount Rushmore type situation. But I'm not sure about that because Ovi has the most sensational record. He's got the home run record, man. He's got 900 goals. I wonder if you know, mainstream media, NHL media across North America and across the world would rate Crosby's career better than Ovechkin's. When you've got that record, it's what the game is all about, goals. He's got 900. I just wonder if you said, you know, list the top six players of all time, let's say. I wonder, Donnie, how many ballots Sid would appear above Ovi on. He would be above him on mine for the reasons you said. He won more, better all-around player, more points. That's simple to me. Plus, he is an international legacy that Ovi can't match. But I wonder, because the record is what it is, home runs, I wonder if the majority might put him ahead of Sid.
Ooh.
I wonder about that.
I feel like if it was a poll around the league, it would be Sid.
What about around the world of people who follow hockey around North America?
I think it would be Sid again.
I mean, how much separation is there really? Tyler Kennedy had them back-to-back in his top five all-time yesterday, didn't he, Limits?
Yeah, he did. He had Sid higher, but he ultimately did have Ovechkin. I think it was 3 and 4 he ranked the two.
3 and 4, Donnie. Can't get much more separation.
So what did he have? He had Mario, Gretzky, Sid, Ovechkin,
and Orr.
Bobby Orr.
Yeah. He kicked out Gordie Howe. So did I. Yeah,
Gordie Howe played for like 70 years.
I heard what Tyler said. Ovechkin has to be in the top five players of all time, at worst six.
Yeah, I would probably put him at five, but I would put Sid at three. And yeah, I think I'd have Bobby Orr in between them.
Yeah, that's not a bad call. Next.
Next up, did you hear this story, Joe, that John Mateer, when he was preparing to play against Texas, told somebody when he was at Chipotle that he was 100% going to play? It went out on a message board, and John Mateer eventually said, yeah, that's me not realizing who I could trust and who I can't trust. I didn't think that he would go and tell the whole world about it, and now that he uses DoorDash to get his food.
I mean, why wouldn't the guy at Chipotle tell people? All he did was say, are you playing? And Mateer said, oh, yeah, I'm going to play. Don't guys say that all the time, first of all? And second of all, I don't blame the Chipotle guy.
Yeah.
You, Donnie?
No. I mean, like, what is he, trying to win some journalism award? It's not like he went in there and said, hey, man, you're making my burrito right now, but off the record, I'm going to play on Saturday. Like, I mean, right. What? Like, why does that guy have to hold it back? I would tell everybody, too.
I mean, can't this happen now all the time, anywhere? What if he tells his girlfriend and she tells somebody at Chipotle? Like, we've reached a point now where if you tell one person, it could be cast across the planet. That's A. And then B, like I said, why should we believe him? If you ask any player if they're playing on Thursday or Friday, if a fan asks them, they're probably going to say yes. Oh, yeah, I'll be out there, even if they're not.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I put it more on the player here than the Chipotle employee.
I didn't think he did anything wrong either. What are you supposed to think about every interaction you have now?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like he sat down and said, and mapped it all out for him. Yeah, I think I'll be at 98%. I don't know about those 20-yard down and outs, but I can make the throws over the middle. You might want to bet the over. I think we can still score. A dude asked him, are you going to play? He said, yeah. He didn't do anything wrong.
What do you think his order was?
Huh? Oh. Probably nachos.
You think he just got nachos,
nachos
at Chipotle?
With cheese sauce, yeah. You?
He didn't get a bowl or a burrito. I always go with a bowl.
What do you get
rice.
There, limits, huh?
I don't go there.
Do you think this guy did something wrong? Limits?
No, I really don't think he did.
No, do you think Mateer did something wrong?
No, I don't think Mateer said anything wrong. No, I really don't have a problem with it. I think the story is more so funny than anything.
Okay. Me too. So we came to the same conclusion. Next.
All right, Greg Cosell said on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast that the Steelers' offense is hard to watch. Take a listen, Donnie.
I find the Steelers' offense, I'm being totally honest, a little hard to watch. They don't really run the ball exceedingly well. They play a lot of big people. Their pass game is pretty condensed and limited. There's not a lot to it right now. Now, maybe as the season, halfway through a season, but maybe as the season progresses, they'll become more to it. But right now, there's not a whole lot to it.
Where's the lie, Donnie? Where's the lie?
Yeah, I mean, I think he has plenty of truth in there. And Cosell, you know, that guy watches film like 24/7.
Yeah.
But I think my reply, if I was Ross Tucker, would be, well, did you see their offense for the last 5 years? I mean, this looks like the greatest show on turf compared to what some of the offenses were that they have been putting out there.
I know, but what he said was I think anyway 100% true. He wasn't asked, is this the best Steelers offense in 5 years? He was just asked to appraise it.
I also think that they have found pockets, they have found games where they have been able to still exploit bad defenses. And we've even seen Steelers offenses of the recent years that have been unable to do that. But when Aaron Rodgers and that crew gets to face what is a pretty weak defense on the other side, we've seen them take care of business, put up 30-plus points.
The consistency is their best trademark. You said 20 or more in what, 6 in a row?
6 straight.
Yeah. All right, limits. 85% chance of rain today, a high of Dermoni Dawson, 63, a low of 34, A.J. Burnett. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. What's happening next here?
All right, one more before we have a special treat. RMU basketball coach Andy Toole will join us to talk about their big win against Drake in overtime. But first, Joe, this is what DK Metcalf had to say about the idea that Steeler wide receivers may be selfish in the offense.
How unselfish does this group have to be okay with that? The open man, the spreading the ball around, that, you know, it seems like there aren't guys that are getting frustrated with the lack of targets.
Yeah, y'all may get frustrated with us. We don't. We're just trying to win.
I mean, how special is that? How rare is that to be in a receiver room where there is a selflessness?
I think every receiver room that I've been in, once you put in the work and the time during the all season and even during the week training camp, like, you got to respect the guys who are getting targets. And, from the moment that I've gotten here, everybody's worked their butts off. So everybody rightfully deserves a shot at the ball.
I will say this. I bring up the comparison a lot to last season, how they had just one explosive wide receiver in their offense, and that was George Pickens. But what a breath of fresh air it is to hear a player that has matured in the league like DK Metcalf. Because imagine asking that question last season to George Pickens and he probably just makes a funny face or like looks away or whatever. Like, he would have said something by not saying anything. It would have gone everywhere. Everybody would have tweeted the video. We all would have broke it down for 12 hours out of the day. And DK Metcalf is able to go about it in a very adult-like manner. And they did need that attitude change. Was I curious if the George Pickens experience could have happened here with DK Metcalf? Yeah, that would have been explosive, perhaps for the wrong reasons. But a whole attitude change over that wide receiver room and, you know, really just the pass catcher room has been great, because we've seen guys who have not had much production early in the year. They've come on a little bit as of late. Pat Freiermuth, a good example of that. He really couldn't care less about what he does in a game, say, against Cincinnati, because they lost the game. He had a career night against the Bengals. They lost the game. He'd probably rather have the two grabs for 16 yards as long as it meant they won.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far myself. I think he said the right things, though. I do agree with you there, and that goes a long ways. But I think privately, DK Metcalf would like to have more room to make plays now that defenses are clamping down on him, and the Steelers could have created more room by going out and getting another guy that they have to worry about. They don't have to worry, really, about anybody else. You don't game plan around Jonnu Smith, you know what I mean, or Calvin Austin or Roman Wilson. You know, they're just guys. They needed one more good player on the boundary to go with him. And I think that was Jacoby Myers myself. And I think that would have freed up Metcalf a little bit. But I do think it goes a long ways when you say the right things in the room.
Yeah,
for all I know, who knows? Maybe, you know, I'm sure he is first and foremost interested in winning, but like a basketball player or about to talk to a basketball coach, you want to be that guy, right?
Yeah, the attitude is just so much different for the better, which I think is good on that side of the ball.
I agree. Limits?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Army basketball coach Andy Toole joins us now, Joe. 81-79, they beat Drake last night in Iowa. Pretty thrilling game, Joe. How about that?
That was an eye-opener. And Andy, thanks for joining us. Congrats. Drake had not lost a non-conference home game since December 19th, 2016. Limits was still in diapers at that point, Andy. This is awesome. How did you do it?
The guys did it. I mean, they really, really responded well from our first game at Iowa on Tuesday night, where we didn't perform great to start. And they really had a great day of practice, a great day of preparation, and went out, and they competed. And like you said, it was a tough place to go in and play. We got down by 6 in the second half, after having, you know, a couple of double-digit leads earlier in the game, and guys were able to stay together and figure out a way to win the game, and took us an extra 5 minutes, but we're certainly glad that we were able to get it done.
Coach, what has the challenge been like? And I know that coaches all around college basketball have to face this, but you're pretty much getting a fresh roster, or most of the roster is fresh every single season. So this early to have the guys pulling off a game like that, but with so many new players, what have those challenges been like?
You know, they're everywhere, and I think, you know, obviously in the past when you had guys for multiple years, you know, there was, certainly was more continuity. You can't say that there wasn't, but each and every year you still have to go through the same connecting process and growth process, and you got to go through some experiences, because every time you add or remove one player from the roster, you know, that can change the dynamic. That can change, you know, the locker room. And so, you know, there's always been the challenge of trying to make sure your team is coming together as you get close into games. And it's even harder now with 12 new players. But guys have been great. I mean, guys have been trying to figure it out. Guys have been trying to work. Guys have been trying to listen. Guys have been trying to, you know, connect. You know, even on Wednesday night when we were out to dinner before the Drake game. You know, guys are, you know, not on their cell phones. They're talking, they're laughing, they're joking. Some guys were playing tic-tac-toe. There were some crayons and a piece of paper there, and all of a sudden I look over and some guys are playing tic-tac-toe. So, you know, some of that stuff has to happen organically, and if guys are like-minded in the fact that they're trying to figure out how we can become a successful team, you know, I think that makes some of that connection a little bit easier.
Andy, kidding aside, phones have, like, taken over the world. My daughter's 17, and her and her friends don't know what to do if they don't have their phones in their hands. What kind of policies do you have over there? That's actually good news that they could go out to a restaurant and communicate with each other.
It is, and it's, you know, we don't necessarily have policies. I mean, we've had times where we've gone cell phone-free dinners, you know, just trying to create some connectivity, create conversation. Obviously, as our coaching staff and our support staff that's with us on the road, you know, that table's always joking. And I think we got to try to model the behavior as coaches. You know, if we're all sitting there staring at our phones, what do you think the players are going to do? And so, you know, I think just trying to have overall engagement in between everybody that's at dinner, I think is helpful. But it was good to see that guys didn't need to be glued to their phones and were able to communicate with each other, laugh a little bit, and build some of those bonds.
What went so well into that game last night? I mean, Joe said that the stat, I mean, Drake hadn't lost a game in this situation in almost a decade, and you guys able to come away with a massive non-conference win so early.
You know, and I had no idea that of that stat. Usually I consider myself to be a little bit up to date with streaks, but I had no idea that someone texted me that after the game. So it was pretty remarkable. But it was our defensive urgency and energy. You know, on Tuesday night at Iowa, we came out with no defensive energy, and we were down 17-4. And so we really challenged guys through film and in our practice, and just to be way more adherent to our defensive formula, being in the right position, moving on the flight of the ball, you know, defending the ball with urgency, communicating screening coverages, et cetera. And they did a great job, and that really set the tone for us, you know, at the start of the game, and it carried through the remaining 45 minutes. And you know, it was, again, just those second, third, fourth efforts defensively, and some good unselfish ball movement on the offensive side that I think really led us to be able to get that win.
That was a 31-win team last year, Andy. Do they schedule you as they think they're going to get a win when they schedule you, right? And it's kind of a payday for you guys. Does that create extra satisfaction going in there and upsetting them?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, and a lot of the guys that were on that 31-win team, we actually played on Tuesday because they're all now at Iowa. And so, you know, those guys still got it rolling, and this is a new coach and a new team. You know, obviously Drake's been a really successful program with, you know, Darren DeVries and then Ben McCollum over the last, you know, 6-7 years and even prior to that. But, yeah, they gave us a little bit of a check, and we were able to get a win. And so, you know, it's a good 2-for-1.
Coach, how about the matchup you guys have coming up on Monday? You got the PAC coming in. Geneva,
yeah,
am I reading this right?
You are reading it correctly. We usually play one or two non-Division I games a year, and we have the Tornadoes. I believe they're the Tornadoes coming in
Golden
on Monday
Tornadoes.
Night. Golden Tornadoes. And coming in on Monday night. And so, you know, we're off today. We just got back to Pittsburgh this morning, and guys will rest up, and then we got to get back to work tomorrow to prepare for Monday.
Andy, congratulations, man. We appreciate you coming on, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And it's nice to be on this early in the basketball season.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll be on late, too, at tournament time.
That would be great.
Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
Man, that team had won 49 straight games. And you know, when they schedule, they're thinking, all right, let's get Robert Morris in here. We'll get an early season win.
Yeah.
And you go in and you beat him, Donnie, and you get the check.
Yeah, what? It's like a buy
game,
I think it's
dine and dash, isn't it?
I mean, that's what they pulled. But you see that happen from time to time, and it's always pretty neat when it is a school you know that comes out on the right side. I think it was it maybe Austin can double-check this for me. Boise State played a team that was a Division II basketball program the other night, and they lost. Now, here's the funny thing about that. All of the numbers that go into the college basketball computer scale when it comes to the NCAA tournament, it doesn't factor in that loss for Boise State because they played a non-Division I team.
That's not right. That's not right, Donnie.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, so you're telling me if Robert Morris, for instance, they have this win over Drake, it takes so much out of them that they lose to Geneva on Monday, it wouldn't impact how they are viewed?
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.